Dynasty Radio, 1382.
Understand you by and by. Take nothing less than the suffering best. Do not obey, no mistake or say, but you can pass the test. Just move on up to a greater day. With just a little of faith, if you put your mind to it, you can surely do it.
Family, this is an education of the miseducated system. This is Paula Massey, your host today, and I'm here to talk to you about what I always talk to you about, to talk about the educational system and our children and what we as parents are required to do as far as the tasks that we have ahead of us in raising our children. I've always said that you are your child's first teacher, and once your child steps into that classroom, it becomes a guessing game with that teacher. So today I want to just talk to you a little bit, and I want to start off with this here, the term, what education is all about. Education is derived from the Latin word educate, which means to bring up, to draw out the latent powers of a child or a person. And our society has always desired to inculcate. And that's a word that I've learned, and I'm using it a lot. Inculcate means to instill an attitude or an idea or a habit by persistent instruction. Okay? Now, we all remember when we were going to school and things were just taught to us over and over. I know that when I went to school, every day we did the Pledge of Allegiance, every day we sung the Star-Spangled Banner. We did the My Country, 'Tis of Thee. We did the whole patriotic thing when I was going to school. And that was to instill in us a love for this country. And I still remember those songs because they were put in me every day. There's things that I learned when I was a little kid that I still used to say, cross at the green, not in between. You know, those things like that, I before E, except after C. Those things we constantly was put in. But our educational system has a desire to inculcate certain things in our children, and they have developed a program. They have consciously developed a program to inculcate values, the norms, and the social skills that will fit the individuals for their adult role in society. Okay, so I'm going to go with that and let you kind of soak that in. I tell you what, I was online the other day and I had to do some research. And I was looking up a person's name and I went to, jail search and look up a person and find out what they were in jail for. And when I looked at in our little town, and I looked up the jailhouse roster, and I saw all the names. Very few women, a lot of men. And even the women I saw were mainly Hispanic. But the brothers that I saw, they were African-American and Hispanic. Very few white people were in jail. And if they were, I mean, when you pull up their picture, you know, they didn't look like. Anyway, they looked like they might have been like crack addicts or meth addicts or whatever. But we had a lot of brothers and a lot of brown brothers that were in the jailhouse. So I don't know, when we look at this definition of inculcating and providing a teaching program to inculcate, instill values, norms, and social skills that will fit the individuals for their adult role in society. When I read that and I look at the list of all of our adults who are sitting in jailhouses waiting for sentencing or sitting in prison, I'm wondering what values are they putting in those young people before they got there. Anyway, today I want to talk to you about some programs that I've been looking at. And if there's a person from the Kamala Institute Academy that's listening, call in. I want to talk to you about what I'm seeing that is being posted to my site. And I think it's very, very good. I downloaded the sample copy. Now, Kamala Institute, Kamala Academy, I keep wanting to say institute. It's not institute. It's Kamala Academy. Let me go ahead and pull that up. So it's Kamala Academy. It's an African Institute homeschool. And they put together a curriculum. And I want to thank Kenya Jones, my sister, for posting this on my page. They put together a curriculum, and it's an African-centered curriculum. And you could go on my page, the Education of the Miseducated System, and scroll down, and you'll see where you could go to their store, and you could also download a sample copy of their curriculum. Now, the sample copy of the curriculum is like 10 pages long, which is good, and it gives you an outline of what a third grade class would consist of and what an 11th grade class would consist of. And I'm really, really, really going to push this today because I know that sometimes when we homeschool our children, we don't always know what to teach them or how to begin. We want to do the African-centered portion of it, but we don't know where to look. We don't know what books to get because so many times our history is whitewashed by the writers of the history because they're white, and they're going to tell us according to their story. But we want our story. So I want to thank my brothers and sisters over at Kamala Academy for putting out this curriculum. I'm going to go online. I'm right here online right now, and I'm going to pull up some of the things that they're doing. So you can pull up their Kamali, K-A-M-A-L-I, Academy store, and you'll see the products that they have here. So their African-centered curriculum in the PDF form is only $39. So you could download it and print it out. That way you'll have it. You don't have to wait. $39 for one. And then you have Kamali Academy handwriting. It talks about the alphabets, the numbers, the sight words. And so those are some of the things that we really, really need to look at because we know that they've taken cursive handwriting out of the school. You no longer have to teach that. But a lot of our older adults, when we write in cursive. So if we're writing to our grandchildren or our nieces and nephews and we're writing a letter to them or sending them a birthday card and we're signing it and we're writing in cursive and not print, are they able to read that letter, or are they going to have to take that letter to another adult who knows how to read cursive writing? I don't understand, I think, why they took it out, maybe because we're in the technology age, but I think this is something that needs to continue on. I work at a group home, and I tell you what, when I'm asking a young person to sign their name, they don't know how to write cursive, and they're 17 years old. Just turned 17, and they don't know how to cursive. They don't know how to sign their name. So that's something that we have to teach at that age. They never learned. So to me, that's what the miseducation system is doing. They're taking things that we as adults have learned, and we want to pass those things on to our children. But the society, the way education is now, they're not allowing that. It's to the point now that with this Common Core, you're coming home, your child's coming home with papers and things to do, but it's this critical thinking, and a lot of the parents can't help their children. To me, that's a sort of a separation there going on. So we got to look at that. So I like the Kamali Academy handwriting book. It teaches about the alphabet. Like I said, it's going to teach about the alphabet, the number writing, how to write your sight words, all of that. And then we have the Kamali Academy Division, ages 7 and up. And this book will help your young warrior master the basic division skills. Okay, so I like what this African-centered curriculum from Kamali Academy is doing. They call it cultivating warriors, and they call them warrior scholars. I love it. Okay, Samori Kamara, he prepared everything, and I appreciate him for putting this together. Let's look and see what else they have here in their curriculum. And I'm going to showcase this curriculum today. I've already asked them if I could. And, you know, if they want to call it, they can. But I like to promote something that is easy for us, that is going to help homeschool parents. And even if you're not homeschooling and your child is in a public school, this is something that you could come together around the table and do on the weekend or even a Friday night, if it's a Thursday night, whatever night you guys pick to do a family night. This is something that you could do, okay, along with different games that you could play. Look at this here. They have a book that's out. It's called their Reading Comprehension Book. And we talked about that a few weeks ago, the reading of our children are not able to read. And we had a young lady call in. I want to thank you, my sister, for calling in because she talked about the comprehension. And that's something that I neglected to say because we could read words all day long, but if we don't understand what we're reading, we might as well just close the book, okay? So that's what's happening to a lot of our children now. They don't understand what they're reading because they don't know. They're just reading the words. They've learned the words. They learn how the words look. They memorize the words. So when they're reading these words, all they're doing is reading the words, but how to put them together in a sentence, there's no comma, there's no pausing or nothing. So when you ask them what they just read, they have to go back and read it again. I see that even with high school students. They have to go back and read it again. Matter of fact, I was in a meeting with the job that I work. We were in a meeting, and one of the guys who was conducting the meeting, he gave everybody a paper. And everybody had a goal on it that they had to reach. So he had each person go ahead on and read their goal and ask, and say, what does that mean to you? And I'm telling you, the youngest ones that in the group, these are like fresh out of high school, 2-3 years out of high school, going to college. They had to just keep looking at what they were reading. They could not comprehend what they were reading because they could not answer the question. What does that mean to you? I don't know. I don't know what it means. I don't understand it because they could not comprehend what they were reading. Family, let that not happen to our children. Please, please. This book here, Kamali Academy Reading Comprehension Book, is $19.99. And I don't want to sound like a commercial for him, for this program, but I'm showcasing this program. I'm hoping it's okay that I do this because, like I said at the beginning, so many times we want to teach things to our children. We want to have that African-centered curriculum, but we don't know where to go. And we posted on this Facebook page many times, and even in my regular page, and Empress T, she posted things where people have books, they're writing books for children and stuff. We need to grab a hold of that stuff. We need to grab a hold of it and hold on to it for dear life because eventually some of these things may not be around for us. But anyway, this Kamali Academy Reading Comprehension, it has 50 Africans You Must Know, Volume 1, okay? So I'm looking here. He has Malcolm X. He has Frederick Douglass. He has Ida B. Wells. He has Haile Selassie. He has Sojourner Truth. He has Marcus Garvey. He has Phyllis Wheatley. He has... Oh my God! He has I can't remember. See who this picture is. With like one of the Black Panthers, and he has. Oh man, my favorite. He has Dr. Ben. He has Dr. Ivan Van Sertima. So he has all these people here, and these are people that we could learn from. He even has one of my favorite people here, and look at here, Queen Nzinga. He has her picture there. So these are 50 Africans You Must Know, and this is the first volume. man, you know, this is really great. And I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go ahead and support this academy, and I'm going to order this stuff because, you know what, I don't have any small children anymore. My children are grown, but I have a grandson, and I work with a lot of young people in the community. And this is something that I want to bring to them. Wow, this is great. Okay, let's look at some of the other stuff that he has here. I'm going to add it to my cart right now. Okay, let's see what else he has here. He has, here it is, multiplication. Kamali Academy multiplication book, ages 5 and up. And I love the covers of these books because they show us as people in our truest form, our melanated brothers and sisters in these books. It says this book will help your young warrior multiply numbers to 11 times 11. So when we go to 11 times 11, this is what this book is going to do for them. So add that to my cart. And now he has another program. Kamali Academy has, what is it called? Daily Word Problems. Daily Practice Culturally Relevant, ages 11 and up. Let me see if I can open this book up. Sometimes you can open the book and they're not going to tell you. You can't go in. Well, when you're dealing with word problems, I'm thinking this probably has something to do with, oh, it is. It's a math curriculum. And how many of us had problems dealing with word problems? I loved word problems. I don't know. I'm just that type of person because I found that in doing word problems, I had to write everything out, and that's what I teach young people. When you're dealing with word problems, it's a word problem. Write out what they're saying. Okay, when it comes to those numbers, write those numbers down. Don't try to keep it in your head. You have to work it out. So there's a whole book here from ages 11 on up on word problems. Let's see what else we have here. Let me see. So we did the multiplication. And we did the word problem. So here's another one, Kamali Academy African Center Grammar Workbook for Middle Grades. And it says every sentence is a conversation. So that's something that we might want to look into. Okay? It says your warrior will learn all the grammatical concepts, everything from proper nouns to subject-verb agreement, and everything in between is covered in this book. It includes our story and values. Every sentence is a conversation. Gone are the bland Eurocentric sentences in our African sentences that teach our story and promote African values. Wow, love that. And then there's an addition and subtraction booklet. And ages 5 and up. Oh, wow. This book will help your young warrior master basic addition and subtraction facts. Okay. Oh, now this is another one here. This is a book, Advanced Multiplication for Ages 6 and Up. It helps your young warriors master advanced multiplication thoroughly and quickly. And here he shows the table of there's a table of contents in it. And it actually has a couple of pages where he's showing you what he's actually teaching. So these are something that's really nice, really nicely put together. Some word problems with multiplication. So this is something that we need to really look at. Like that. Let's see what else we have here. I think I already got that one, the history book. So, and a lot of these books here, I'm noticing that if you want to download a sample copy, after you look at the book, the page comes up and it says go here to download a sample. Some of these books, they will allow you to download a sample. So I'm thinking that this is something that we really, really need to look into, support this brother in his homeschool academy, and supporting him will be supported. So I'm thinking that by the time let me see what my cart looks like. I only put four items in my cart so far, but there's more books to put in. So I'm just going to let you know exactly what my subtotal, I mean, my subtotal is, with the shipping and handling, is $66.91 for four books. That is not a lot of money for to get the African-centered teaching that we really need for our youth today. Okay. So, like I said, if there's anybody that's online that wants to listen, that wants to talk to me about the Kamali Academy, I don't have a whole lot of information about them. I just know that I appreciate the brother and his family for putting this information together. Thank you once again. On my Facebook page, you can see where they're at the Kamali Academy. They're teaching the young people the art of chess. And we all know that that's one of our games. And it's a game of strategy and thinking, critical thinking. And I think this is a game that is very important for us to learn, or our children to learn, or we all learn it together. I mean, there's a lot of things our children can play. We can play video games, and we can play Monopoly, and all that stuff may be good, but this is one of the games that we really need to learn how to play chess, okay? Okay, I want to look at some of the other curriculum that, I'm going to go here first. One of my sisters, and I believe this was Kenya, again, thank you, my sister, for posting on my Facebook page a list of child care centers, children's clubs, museums, and preschools in the United States that teach about Africa. Okay, now, they posted this and they said, update, update. Okay, they said only 10,000 DVDs will be made. So this is something I got to get. Okay. Update, the response to the list has been greater than they imagined, and they have many, and many of us have reached out to them. So they're going to do their best to keep updating the information to make sure that the PDF download is up to date. So they said, don't worry. Every time we update the download version, we will email it to you if you signed up for the download. Okay, so you want to get the download. What they have? They have books. They have black dolls from around the world your child would love. Wow. And they also have a list of African fashion shops for children. Oh, my goodness, look at this. You need to check this out. I'm going to make sure that I put this out on you guys so you can see. And find out how to order exclusive black dolls. We already talked about that. Okay. And they have a DVD, okay, a digital download for a DVD. And so I'll find out a little bit more about that DVD in just a minute. Okay. Now, some of the places that I'm looking here, we have, like, in St. Louis, there's KidBiz, there's Pharaohs of the Nile, of Pajoma. Pomoja Preparatory Academy in St. Louis. Pomoja means unity in Swahili. Okay, it's the MOAD, the Museum of African Diaspora. And then we have, that's in San Francisco. That's in my area. I'm going to have to check that out. The Yoruba Cultural Institute of New York. Need to check that out next time I go. Then we have also, CAKE, which means stands for Cultural Africa for Kids Everywhere. Wow, it's a summer camp program for children. And of course, we have the Kamali Academy, Warrior Scholars. They're looking wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. These children look wonderful. And then Culture for My Kids in Virginia. So there's a host of things that we could do. They have something in Miami, Los Angeles. And Illinois. So there's a lot of things that we could do. I mean, we could do with our children, and we don't have to just wait for somebody to give something to us. Or I appreciate it because they're not waiting. These people are not waiting for somebody to say, oh, we're going to give you some money so you can do this. Little fun people out of New York. And these have a little video that you can look at, and we have people that are playing the djembes, the young ones are dressed up in their guards. They're learning. Oh my goodness, this gives me so much inspiration. Ujamaa, Shuo, and Washington, D.C., oh, the whole building is just beautiful with the two ankhs on the side as you walk through the door. So basically, I want to share that with you, and I'll put that on my Facebook page so you can see it. I'll put it up at the top, so when you go there, you'll actually see it. You can look at yourself. I want to share something with you. This past week, the last weekend, it might have been, was it this weekend? Yes, this past weekend. I had a full weekend, almost forgot. I know some of you don't celebrate Juneteenth, and that's okay. I don't have a problem with that. But in my little town, where it's a good old boy town, I feel it's necessary for whatever holiday or whatever we need to do to bring black people together, we need to do it. And this may be about the fourth or fifth one we had, and it was pretty good. But my whole thing is to look into Galveston, Texas, get the history of Juneteenth, and really portray it like it should be portrayed, what it actually meant to the people there, and celebrating with them what they went through, okay? And educating the people who are there, educating them about what Juneteenth was all about, all right? It's not just a celebration. We could come and get drunk and eat barbecue and stuff. There's a whole history behind it, and we need to be aware of it. A lot of black people don't even know what Juneteenth is. But anyway, I'm not going to go into the history of it because that's something that you can look up with your family and study about it. Now, one thing I noticed that in towns that are small, that are good old boy towns, that if you don't understand what I mean, like good old boy town, there's a group of people that actually run the city, and they're going to keep it like it's supposed to be. They're going to keep it predominantly white, and old money is running this town. But when we do our Juneteenth celebrations, even when we do our Black History programs, even when we do our Martin Luther King Day celebrations, it seems like we always have the city of my little town involved in it. So we only could go so far with it. We've already had, since I've been around, and that I've been celebrating Black history in the town, we've already canceled 3 Black history programs, which is not good. And even though others wanted to say, well, let's just do a dinner dance, let's do something to celebrate Black people, now we're just going to cancel it. But it wasn't Black people who said they were going to cancel it. It was the white people who said it canceled because we feel like we have to hold their hands to get a little dollars. I'm saying this, even with our Juneteenth celebration, we had a local church came out, and they said, you know, one of the girls who was on the team, she said, you know what, our church is getting ready to do something big, and we want to, it's a little fundraiser for us, but we provide the food. So they went and ordered the hot links and the chicken and, you know, they had the fruit salad, the toss salad. I mean, a really nice plate. $4 a plate ain't bad at all. And up comes this other entity with their little trailer, and it was another chicken place. And I looked at them like, what are they doing here? Because I've been in the meetings, and nobody ever said that they were going to be here. And actually what they did is they broke into the profits of this African-American church that was there to put the money out. Now, this young girl, she put her money out of her own pocket to help with this stuff, and she barely made what she put out, if she made that at all, because this other entity who's run by people who don't look like us was able to come in at the last minute and set up their little chicken shack, little trailer, and sell stuff out of there. Now, because we are a people who like names and like pictures, and we don't really trust our black people, a lot of us went over to that chicken shack place and bought our food instead of buying food from the black people who were there to support. I asked well, I didn't ask, one of my friends asked the city of Hanford, one of the girls who was over it, why did they show up? And because it is a city program that they had their hands in it, they said, oh, we can't refuse anybody to come on board. Well, I said this, next year, the city don't have anything to do with this Juneteenth celebration. We as a black people, we need to pull ourselves together and do our own thing. And I'm saying that, and I am upset, yeah, I am. But I'm saying that because we don't need to wait for anybody to do anything for us. We don't need anybody to do and say, okay, we want to have a black history program. We're going to let the city be involved. No, let's just do this. Get some people who are like-minded, that think like you, that look like you, that want to do this and that are not full of a lot of drama, that can work together and do your own program. Your Martin Luther King Day program, it does not have to be run by the city. Yes, they might let us use the civic auditorium and we don't have to pay for it for 2 days. That's wonderful. Let's do our own program. So I said that to say this, do your own program. I was talking to a gentleman the other day about my Brother's Keeper initiative that our President Obama had put together about last year. And he also put together a program called the Promise Zone, where other states were getting certain monies, and even people from the Native Americans were getting, certain tribes were getting money to put together a program to assist their brothers of color. So it looks like there's some things that are going on with that. I don't quite understand what's happening, but my whole thing, once again, why wait? When our ancestors were doing things years ago, they didn't wait. We didn't wait for them to give us no money because, you know what, they wasn't giving us anything. So we did our own thing. We did our things in the community. We had our picnics, if that's what you want to call them, or our outside gatherings where we ate food together, where we did things with our children in the neighborhood. Why do we have to wait for somebody to come along and say, we got a program here, and we want to give you money to do it. Now, once we give you the money, now we're going to regulate how you do it, and we want to make sure that you're doing it right. Okay? If you could get money from an entity, and all they did want is just a record of what you did, what you used with the money, and not really regulate you totally, go for it. P-O-P-M, other people's money. A lot of people get rich over other people's money. But when you got a government entity that's coming in and they want numbers and names and dates and once you get all this data on these people, back it up. Because once again, what did I talk about the week before last? Data banking, putting that information into a database so we can know who is who and who's with who and who's doing what. Family, I'm talking to you real stuff. We really need to think about and look and see what we're doing and how we're doing it and make sure that what we're doing is what we want to do and not what somebody else wants us to do. Okay? Okay, it looks like I'm going to have somebody on my brother from Kamali Academy going to be talking to us. And I'm hoping that he should call in before we got about 20 minutes left because I really want him to share with us about his program and what started the program and basically what influenced him to even talk about putting together a curriculum. So if he wants to call in, you know, let him on in. So I appreciate that. Oh, my goodness. So there's a lot of things that we as people could do now. We are in the summer months, and school is out for a lot of young people. And I know parents, sometimes you're just looking and thinking, what is it that I want to do with my child for next year? And I'm thinking that you really need to think about it. With this new Common Core coming on board, if you're homeschooling, you don't need to worry about it. But if you're in a private school and they're getting money from the government, they're going to have to teach this. Now they're talking about the colleges won't accept students who have not been through the Common Core program, But from what I'm understanding, that's not so. There's a way around it. Once your child meets those tests, they should be able to attend any college. Okay? Like I said, Common Core is a way to bank all of our information and to find out who is who, who's doing what. Okay? And we don't want that to happen. So basically, we need to really look and see what it is that we're doing and what is it that we want to do. Okay. Let me see where I'm at right now. All right. So basically what I'm going to do is talk to you a little bit more about some of the other curriculums that may be out there that you could be a part of. And I truly want you to go to this my site and pull up that site that has the program, the list of the child care centers, the different agencies that have that are teaching about Africa, kids about Africa. And you want to make sure, now I'm telling you this, you can go to a museum and they may be talking about Africa, but who's teaching it? And you know what, I'm going to tell you one thing that I found out about as parents. We can't just drop our children off anywhere. You better watch your children. I remember there was a young man, and I used to go to this church, and I had stopped going, but I had met him, and he was telling me that his children loved to go to this church. And I didn't tell him that I used to go to that church. He told me the whole thing about how the pastor was, and I knew exactly what he was talking about. But he said, no, you're not going. The first time he went as a family, he said, no, you're not going back, family. I'm going to go and see what this is all about. He took himself to the church and sat in there to find out whether this is a place where I want my family. Is this where a place where I want my children to learn? Is this where I want, this is a place where I want my wife to be a part of? And it was heck to the no. So we need to be aware of what we're doing, okay? We need to be aware of who's doing what and where they're doing it. Okay? Like I said, you could go to these different places, but like I said, don't distract your child off just because it says we're teaching African history. You better know who's teaching it and who those people are, okay? And make sure it's a reputable place. Sit there with them. Learn with them. Don't just drop them off. I know we have things that we have to do, but you just don't want to just keep dropping your children off to any place, and you don't know anything that what they're talking about. You want to know what they're talking about. You want to be a part of that. Okay. Now, I do have 15 more minutes on the show if anybody wants to talk. Anybody wants to talk to me and have a comment or make a comment, you can do that. We have 20 more minutes to go, and I do want you to be a part of what I'm talking about. So, all right, let's go into some other things right now. School days are still going on, and I talked a little bit about that. You could go online to type in homeschool days, and you're going to find a lot of different activities that are going on in your community. And so a lot of times, like I said, there were different organizations that are homeschooling. They may not look like you, act like you, talk like you, but when you're going to these homeschool conferences or homeschool conventions, you get a chance to see the curriculum that is out there. You get a chance to see what they're talking about. You get a chance to listen to the laws that govern your town or your state for homeschooling, so you want to make sure you're doing that. If you're thinking about homeschooling, you want to look into the facts what are the laws? What are your state laws? Because every state has a law on homeschooling, okay? And you can go into, I'm going to put this site on here. I'm going to put this site on, and it's called Homeschool Legal Defense Association. You can log in. You don't have to pay any money. Do a login free and pull up your state. Just follow the instructions. And you pull up your state, and you can print that out about what your state is doing as far as homeschooling. Let me look in here. Let's look at Delaware. Delaware, they have a compulsory attendance age. Compulsory is saying that this is the state, this is the age that we feel like your child should be in school. And so they said between the ages of 5 years, that your child is 5 years before September 1st, and as of 16 years of age, unless the local school authorities determine that such a beginning is not in the best interest of the child. So if your child is 5 years old, they say, well, I don't think so. It's a little immature, so you don't have to do that. You can wait. There are no days of no required days of instruction. But the homeschoolers in Delaware have to submit an attendance report annually to the Department of Education. So what is that? It's just a form that you fill out. Maybe they might provide it, and you write in the days that your child school. Now, please, don't just make up nothing and say your child is in school and they're not. You're not instructing them, okay? Because they will find out. Somebody in your neighborhood, now they ain't teaching those children. They're out there running in the backyard or running down the street all day long. They're not even in the house. And the mama not even home. Nobody home with them. So, you know, do the right thing. Make it easier for everybody else to homeschool. And I say that in love because I know that there have been people in my community that said they were homeschooling and they wasn't, and it just makes it bad. And then they call on Homeschool Legal Defense Association to back them up. And it's like, I'm sorry, you're on your own. These people will back you up. They're lawyers in all the 50 states, and they will back you up if you're doing the right thing. They will go to bat for you. They will be your lawyers. I know that when I was a part of it, it was only $50 a year. I don't know what it is now. So basically, you have your states and stuff here, okay? All right. Look like I have a do I have a caller on the line? Okay, don't look like I have a caller on the line yet. All right. So it looks like I am going to have a call in the next few minutes on the line, so I hope he calls him really soon. Because I can't call him. He has to call me. All right. So, but basically, let's see what's going on with this caller. So anyway, right now, so basically those are the things that you need to do if you're thinking about homeschooling. I talked to you today about the Kamali Academy and their curriculum. So I waited for them to call in. And I talked to you about the things that we need to do. Also, I talked to you about Inculcate, the way that schools, they instill an attitude or whatever it is that they want to put into our children by persistent instruction. We could do the same thing when it comes to teaching our children by persistent instruction. We have to be persistent in the things that we teach them. We can't say, if you don't do this, Johnny, I'm going to do this, and you keep saying that 1,500 times and you don't do anything. That's persistent instruction and his instruction. And what his attitude is that, mama don't say what she don't mean what she says. Daddy don't mean what he says. They just say something. That's just the way that they talk. They really don't mean it. So we have to do things with excellence and persistent instruction. Not only allow our schools to do it, but we're to do it. Okay, here, where am I at? Okay. I thought I had somebody on the line. But anyway, so basically that's where we are right now. Let's go ahead and look at some more stuff that I was looking at. I'm sorry, excuse me. There's something that's going on really, really well right now. A lot of things are going on with the inoculations and children having to have these immunization shots, and schools are no longer allowing parents to opt out of them. It's saying that if your child doesn't get inoculated or get these shots, they can't go to school. So that is something that when you are facing those areas, you need to go up to, if your child is still in the public school, you need to go to your school district meeting, school board meeting, see what's going on. Let me see where I'm at right now here. Do I have a caller on the line? Hello? Okay, let me see what's happening. Something's happening.
Hello?
My person. Hi, there you are.
Okay, there it is.
How are you? I was trying to figure out, what's happening? How are you doing, my brother?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm just listening to you. Break it down for the folks.
Yeah, we got to break it down. We got to be real. We can't cover this stuff up, and we got to make it. Whatever we do, I feel like we have to do it with excellence, and we have to do it right. We don't want anybody pointing the fingers at us saying, oh, y'all not doing what y'all supposed to do, and giving them a reason to come and point the finger at us. We don't want anybody to have a reason to point. If they're going to point the finger at us, they're going to point the finger and say, wow, look what they're doing. That's great. But I want to talk to you about your academy. Tell me about what's going on. I love this curriculum.
Well, thank you. My academy is Kamali Academy, and we have been around for 6 years, and we have been online with our curriculum materials and workbooks and whatnot for the last 3 years, just trying to help everyone across the country, you know, and Africa and the UK, wherever you have African people homeschooling their children, to provide an education for liberation instead of the education for subordination we get when we're in the public school system. And a lot of times, the same kind of education we get when we begin to homeschool, and we don't know anything other than the way Europeans have taught us. You know, so we're just trying to help folks across the country on their journey in homeschooling.
I appreciate that because you're absolutely right. When I started homeschooling, all I could do is recreate what the public schools were doing on a smaller level with my home. And my books that I used were books that, you know, the public schools were using. And even when I started the Christian school, we had a private school at the church, once again, it was the same books with a Christian twist on it. But I didn't know anything about African-centered schools or what was being taught. And I think this is so great because we don't know where to go. And we don't know who to trust in giving us this information because a lot of times when parents are teaching this, they're also learning it also. So here
right,
I got
absolutely.
A brother here. So we got a brother here that's actually teaching this, doing this. So you said you've been around with the curriculum for 3 years.
Yeah, three years with the curriculum. And it's unfortunate because when I began homeschooling in 2009, you know, I was looking all over the place for an African-centered curriculum, and it just wasn't there. And you had schools that have been around for 20, 30 years, but no one was making their curriculum available for purchase or just to help out folks who were just getting started. And so as I got into it, I was doing the same thing you were doing, using other people's material or trying to blackify it, you know, here and there. But it just became tiresome. And, of course, I would receive calls from all across the country of people asking me about our curriculum. And the reality was that we were piecing it together as we were going in those first couple of years. So I decided, you know, one summer, the summer after I came back from Ghana, and I said, look, I got to put this together for our people. And it might not be the best curriculum ever, right? But it's going to be a lot better than what we have out there right now. And so we're always changing it or expanding it, updating it so that it can continue to grow as we grow. And now we have our online curriculum guide to help parents as well at KamaliAcademy.com for folks who need that daily. Okay, what do I do? It's Monday, it's Tuesday, it's Wednesday, it's Thursday, it's Friday. What should I do? What worksheet should I print out? You know, what lessons should I teach? And so we try to again, continue to expand because people's like, okay, thank you for the curriculum, but I need a little bit more guidance and direction, you know. So over the years, we've been trying to, again, grow and expand with our audience and with the folks around the country.
So now, what did you say that was it like a daily? What was that you said that you have like it's a daily plan that they could look at and?
Yeah, it's a daily curriculum. It's a daily curriculum guide And right now we have on the site preschool through third grade, and we're working on fourth through eighth grade this summer, having that ready by September 1st so that the folks can join in there. And when I'm in Ghana, we'll continue to work on the high school piece to help the parents who are homeschooling the high schoolers in a better way, right? And so, yes, it's
right.
going to be it's the daily piece. It's not just the, okay, your child is in eighth grade, they should be learning this, this, and this. It's not just a book list, but it'll be, you know, breaking down these particular books that we think are valuable for African children, no matter where they are,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, giving you the lesson plans for those books, those math ideas, as well as language arts and writing.
Wow. Where can they find that on your site? Where can they find that daily curriculum guide? Is it something that they have to purchase? Is it something that they could download? How does that work?
Well, it's something that they have to purchase. It's a monthly subscription of $19.99
okay.
a month. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
and you know, if you got multiple children, you just need one, right? One subscription, and you can go from there. And our folks across the country have been saying that it's been a lifesaver for many of them. And it's, and the curriculum is not for everyone. Like, if you don't want an African-centered education for your child, it's not for you, right? If you're
yeah,
a person who already has, you know, what you feel like you want your children to learn, then it might not be for you, you know. But I know some people out there need that extra guidance and maybe want that guidance from Kamali Academy, which has been, you know, African-centered school for the last 6 years. And I'm always learning, I'm always growing. And so my goal is to help as many people as possible give their children, again, education for liberation, to teach them to be the kind of warrior scholars we need them to be in order to solve the kind of problems we have as African people. I don't care about anybody else but our people.
Right. I have a question for you. Now, I'm looking on your site, and I see that you have the Cultivating Warriors, it's a Kamali Academy African-Centered Curriculum. That's a PDF for $39. Now,
yes.
What's the difference between that and all of the other books that you have here for a purchase?
Well, the workbooks are different workbooks. So you have our addition and subtraction, and all of our workbooks deal with mathematical concepts from a mental math perspective. Which, you know,
mm-hmm.
we want our young warriors to have that basic addition, subtraction, multiplication, division down pat, like really mentally in their mind, so that they can use their intellectual energy for the more advanced concepts. Because, I mean, a lot of times we see, you know, eighth graders and ninth graders and, you know, tenth graders and all this kind of stuff struggling with multiplication, struggling with division,
right.
still on their fingers when they're adding and subtracting. There ain't no way that you can really learn algebra and calculus and all that kind of stuff if you still goddamn counting on your fingers, you know? So
right.
we want
right.
our young ones to be able to do those basic mathematical operations in their mind quickly. And we have a 7-year-old. We have 8-year-olds who are able to do that pretty quickly, but they have been training with us, you know, for a while.
Wow. Okay, just for the next few moments, what are your thoughts on this Common Core?
I really don't have many thoughts on it. I know that as African people, we don't need a Common Core. We need an African Core, right?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else's standards will never be good enough for us. And American standards are pretty low in terms of the world, right? And our standards
mm-hmm.
are just going to look different. You know, our issues are different. And the purpose of education is to secure the survival of a people. Common Core will not save us. An African Core will save us. You know, if our children are dealing with a great deal of self-esteem issues, that must be in our curriculum, as Amos Wilson teaches us. If we are dealing with police brutality in our community, that must be in the curriculum in our communities. If we are dealing with situations where we're being discriminated against and we cannot find jobs with other folks, that needs to be in our curriculum, and we need to have a more entrepreneurial kind of spirit in our curriculum. Our curriculum should be teaching our children not to simply go to college, but to build businesses for themselves, you know,
right.
While also learning a great deal about themselves. And having a thorough understanding of who you are as an African will not magically get us free, right? It would not magically,
right.
you know, get us a home. It would not magically get us businesses. It would not magically do anything, but it will make it more likely that we will do the things that we need to do for our people. So, no, it
right.
doesn't, you know, provide us a home, but having knowledge of ourselves and knowing what our ancestors have built and continue to do, right, for us in this lifetime, then maybe we'll be more willing to build our own homes. No, it won't build us our own business, but if we understand what our ancestors have done, and
right.
our contemporary African folks around the world are doing, then maybe we'll have more of the gumption to start our own business. You know, it might not make
yeah.
us a world-class scientist, but maybe we'll be more inclined to study the sciences when we know, again, that our ancestors gave mathematics and science to the world. You know, so it's
okay.
just really foundational for us to know who we
yeah.
are. And that common core garbage is not going to be good for us. And we have to say, look, we're not going to allow you to experiment with our children. Next, you know, in the next couple of years, it's going to be something else. It's going to be something else.
Exactly.
You're going to be like, well, we got to go with the Common Core or the new core or whatever other core they got coming down. Like, we know we don't care. We have
no.
our own core. We have our own curriculum. We have our own standards that we will live by for our children.
I appreciate you, my brother, for calling in. I really do, sharing this curriculum, and you will be seeing my order. Like I was telling earlier, I don't have any young kids at home, but I do work with young people in the community, and this is
mm-hmm.
exactly what I need, is something like this. So I appreciate you, what you've done, and looking forward to more work that you're going to be doing and just talking to you at another time. But I appreciate you calling
mm-hmm.
in.
Thank you so
okay?
much, sister, for having me.
And you have a good evening.
Okay.
Okay.
Peace.
I want to thank the brother for calling in, and you know what? I hope that you were able to hear this, and if you missed some of it, go into the archive. You'll be able to hear the whole show. And I want to thank you. This is Paula Massey with the Education of the Miseducated Sisters, signing out. See you on next Tuesday.
Dynasty Radio. 13. 82.